Good morning. Well, US markets have continued to have a very, very strong week. In fact, we had the Dow Jones closing, having a record close. It's first actually since late January. The S&P 500 also hitting record highs. So the third consecutive day of gains for US markets, which are actually still on track to have the best weekly performance since the middle of July. So looking at the indices, the Dow Jones up 251 points or 1%. The NASDAQ also up about 1%. The S&P 500 up 0.75%, and shares in Europe have improved now for five consecutive days. And what's been fascinating about the moves this week is all of the gains have come through after the announcement of fresh tariffs between both the US and China. And what seems to have been encouraging is the actual tariff rates, maybe not quite as high as what some had feared, but also in the past 24 hours, there have been some unconfirmed media reports that China could be close to making some sort of symbolic gesture, potentially cutting average tariff rates for not only the US, but all of its major trading partners as well. But also what's impressive is that the gains weren't just being driven by a couple of stocks or sectors, it was very broad. So 28 of the 30 stocks that make up the Dow Jones all rose last night. 8 in every 10 companies on the S&P 500 were also higher. The only losers really were energy stocks. Chevron was down as the oil price took a little bit of a hit. But elsewhere, those trade-exposed stocks like Caterpillar and Boeing were up as much as 2%. Tech stocks like IBM, Microsoft and Apple were big drivers. The banks continued to lift, Goldman Sachs and Citi included. This is ahead of a likely interest rate hike next week as far as what the market's pricing in for the Federal Reserve. Chip maker Micron Technology had a good day, but after close fell back by about 3%. And this is despite some profit results for the quarter, which showed a big lift of about 40% in revenue, obviously not enough to please investors. Also some media reports last night that Emirates and Etihad could be exploring a potential merger. Now, both of the companies were quite quick to deny these claims, but if they do end up merging and forming one company, it would actually form the largest airline in the world. Adobe had a pretty good day. It actually made its largest ever acquisition last night, spending $4.75 billion to buy a company called Marketo. Now, this is a group that helps companies track customer behaviors. Now, commodity prices mixed last night. Oil was down about half a percent. Iron ore was down 5 cents or 0.1%, and gold prices were up $3, but it's been a very good week for the miners. The Aussie market today is set for a better start in what's been a very choppy week. So SPY futures up 22 points or 0.33%. If we can hang on to those sort of gains, it would keep us in positive territory for the week. No major economic news out today. We've got Lendlease and AGL paying out their dividends, and the Aussie dollar a winner as well. 72.9 US. It's jumped almost 1.5 cents against the greenback just this week.